Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, football terms plus nugs and online dating. It's on the way in just a minute.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Coming up, what have you got over there?
We got sports. We got the NBA. We got one guy with a 70-piece last night. That's what the kids call it.
Whoa.
And then we had a guy with a 62-piece last night.
They play any defense anymore?
Now, watch. But wait a minute. Hold on. I did that purposely. I'm just going to sit back and let him digest the term piece.
Okay.
Ugh. That's better than 50 burger. I guess.
What about, you don't like 50 burger, you don't like 70, 62 piece, whatever you want to call it, instead of points, you say piece. You don't like tutty.
What's tutty?
Touchdown.
Oh.
You had three tutties. You don't like any of
those. I've never heard that.
Tutties, way in. It's way in, Daddy. You're missing it if you're not saying tutty instead of touchdown.
I'm not.
I think you are.
I'm not acknowledging
you're
it.
So far out of it, you don't even know you're... Done.
Okay. All right. Okay. Tutty. Jesus.
Tutty.
You know what he's going to say. It sounds like.
Yeah.
What?
Like Teddy Todd, the famous mascot from.
It's only missing R for the turdy.
Right.
How about call it a turdy?
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes. That
have you, ever, have you had, had you ever heard peace before for points?
I have not.
Okay.
Is it P-E-A-C-E or.
No, it's
like a piece of pie.
Like a 12-piece bucket.
Exactly. Or nugs, a 20-piece nug or whatever. Yeah.
I defer to Christy.
I suppose you still say nuggets instead of nugs. Man, you're out of it.
Nugs.
Nugs, not nuds. Nugs.
Who says nugs?
Nugs can also be a marijuana term.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those good nugs of
tasty nugs.
Buds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
All this code language, it's getting so confusing.
Just call it what it is.
Okay, fine.
How would you like to get high with some marijuana?
Do you have another reason not to take your phone into the toilet?
I don't think I could do that.
Without going to the... You can't go to the bathroom without your phone.
I don't think so. Well, actually, I have a handheld game that I use in... Specifically designated for the bathroom.
Do you score
what
any...
game is that?
Do you score any tuds?
Tutties.
Tutties,
tuds.
Sorry.
It's nugs and tutty. Not nuggy and tuds.
Sorry.
You
tutties. No, who says tutties?
Everybody says tutties. Who knows anything in the National Football
tutties?
League?
I think there's a product out there called tutties.
Oh, I hope it's an ass wiper or something, but I'm sorry.
Although we were the first to come up with Teddy Tutt, the wastewater treatment plant.
Yeah. Mascot.
Yes,
we were.
That is true.
Boy, that was something.
They got a big suit. I'm just getting myself sorted out over here, so.
I know.
Do you have a bad day?
No, I'm just unbelievably busy.
I'm blowing the lid off this sumbitch. I'm telling you, he likes to say he's busy.
I have
he loves that. That's what you're busy with, saying you're busy. I'm not speaking to you.
The official tutty fact sheet explains tutty as a slang football term evolved from the abbreviation of touchdown, TD.
Used by...
Everybody cool. And by the way, speaking of everybody cool, they put up a video yesterday of our boy Josh Arnold losing his mind during Greg Warren's report yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
About the term or the fact, evidently, that people are taking Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster over to Chick-fil-A and taking the, and making a new brand new sandwich. That was when you're in traffic and you look up and go, come on! That, to me...
Bravo, Josh
bravo
and Jeff.
And bravo.
Very, very
we had
funny.
Fun. We got to eat a lot.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of mixing.
Yes, go on.
Of the races, primarily dating. Fast food places.
And, yes, like getting your French fries one place and a burger another.
Just depends on the mood you're in.
Okay.
Did you ever felt like a Whopper, but you really wanted some of those McDonald's French fries?
See, that's the glory of the food delivery places, is that you can double, like for instance, DoorDash, you double dash. You can double dash. You can order a burger from... let's say Wendy's and French fries, let's say from
McDonald's.
So
now you got two people driving to your house?
That's right.
That kind of oh. Yeah, we're not spoiled.
Because I'm a king.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. I'm having food delivered.
Now, we got into a lengthy discussion about Red Lobster.
Oh, it's good.
And Josh, you are a member?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. I not only receive the Fresh Catch, the weekly Red Lobster newsletter, but I also am a member of the club. Yeah.
And you have property in Cheddar Bay, is that correct?
I do.
Condo?
No, it's an actual lake house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Very good.
I bought in early.
Okay.
We have another online dating story we didn't get to yesterday.
What's that?
Well, researchers say people who use online dating methods may come off as desperate to those who do not, to try to meet people online.
There's nothing wrong with desperation. We all get desperate.
I kind of agree with you.
Participants completed a survey rating their impressions of the average user of 8 different dating methods.
Isn't that at the start of Must Have Got Lost by Jay Gunn?
We all get desperate. At all times, you know, we all get desperate.
Researchers said they were surprised to find that daters who use online methods continue to be regarded with suspicion and some disdain, even by individuals with experience using these methods.
Huh. Mm, I missed something in the story.
So the story is saying if you're on a dating website, it means there must be something wrong with you. You can't get a date the normal way.
Yeah.
Oh, people
are perceived that way by other people.
Wow, I'm surprised that's still a stigma.
I know, right?
A little bit, you know, I think.
They added that those who use online methods to find a partner are perceived to be at least somewhat deviant and undesirable.
By who?
The people who don't.
By the people who don't use the websites.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah, I don't feel that way. I mean, I'm not using one, but.
I know lots of people that have met online.
Yeah. I married a couple. I was the officiant at a wedding.
Yeah, see?
Met on Bumble.
They're
still
happy. Doesn't that sound like clumsy people in love? Bumble.
Yes.
Whoops.
Fell into that relationship.
Well, she spilled a soda on me.
And I knew that.
And then all of a sudden, butt stuff. He said it was an accident. But I kind of liked it.
He's on the butt stuff horse.
Yeah,
serendipitous, wasn't it?
That's
what we both discovered.
And you knew that a Fresca was a good lube.
I would have never guessed.
Ooh,
effervescent.
Fresca,
Now, are there porn apps, Josh?
Porn apps?
What are you?
You mean like Pornhub?
I don't know.
That's like a website.
You mean a subtle distinction between a site or an app?
Because even OnlyFans isn't an app. I don't know what...
isn't?
No, I don't know what... Huh. If there is a porn app or not. Hmm. I mean,
must be,
I could look it up, I guess.
I think a lot of the apps... every now and then turn into porn.
Okay, just curious. Let's move forward. I like
your
song.
Would you want that on your phone? You're sitting there and it open up and there's the big porn app?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking. I don't obviously have one. I was just curious if that was a thing.
Maybe that's why it isn't.
Right.
Because I'm learning about all kinds of new things like tutties. That Chick is insisting is...
And peace stated. Instead of points. People say peace. 70 peace.
I think that makes them cool.
It's like a,
no,
it's like
a, I don't think it makes him cool, but it makes you old and crabby if you say things
it
like,
like it, caught, it makes you cool.
It sounded like he caught you smoking.
I know.
Oh, you think this makes you cool?
How many tutties?
That's right.
I know what's cool, mister. I was cool before cool was cool.
How many tutties did Mr. Mahomes score?
There are tons of porn apps, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Pornhub has one.
Okay.
XNXXX videos, adult time.
Oh, yeah, okay, we get, you don't know.
Wow.
Well, you asked.
I was just curious. I thought Josh would have a handle on that.
No. I don't know the apps. I'll look at a website. But
iStripper Mobile.
Yes. Huh?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm not going to click on it though. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you'll be regretting that for the rest of your life.
T-Stripper Mobile is when a girl strips to get some phone service.
Add right? to my card. Yeah.
We have an interesting news story about baby names.
Baby naming experts say there are a handful of names at risk at going extinct.
Boy, do I not want to meet a baby naming expert.
Parenting website Baby Center curated a list of names that experienced the sharpest decline within the top 500.
Hello, Baby Center. Can I help you?
I'm thinking.
You want to be connected with soiled diaper area?
Just a moment.
Number 10, Michelle, down 129 spots.
Hmm.
Number 9, Amanda, down 131 spots. Number 8, Finley.
No.
Really?
Down 144 spots.
I got a Finn. She just turned 11 yesterday.
Yep. McKenna, down 150 spots.
What's going on here? Are these popular names now?
That are going extinct. They're going off the list.
But they're not really extinct. They got very popular, apparently, and now they're dropping this year.
Reagan, down 161 spots.
Well...
Is that because of the movie The Exorcist? Wasn't that her name?
Yeah, but... Yeah.
I don't think that... People weren't naming their kids Reagan because of that.
Maybe they found out.
Number 5, Charlie.
For the
down
girls?
179 spots. I have a great niece named Charlie. Well, it's Charlie, but spelled different. Number 4, Brooklyn. Down 182 spots.
Yeah, that became real trendy.
Number 3, Mackenzie. Losing 184 spots.
Mm-hmm.
Blake, for a girl...
Oh, that's I like that.
I do too, but I don't know.
You're Blake Lively.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Yeah.
And then the number one name that experienced the sharpest decline within the top 500, Brooke, down 198 spots.
Ah.
It's a good name. I like that name.
Sure.
Here we go with the boys. Number 10, Clayton. Down 102, Bradley, 104.
What do you want, Bradley?
Bradley. Come here, time for your beating, Bradley.
Ronan is down 104 spots. Nasser, down 114 spots.
Nasser?
Yeah.
The astronauts go down to Nasser.
Well, you work for Nasser? How you know so much?
Son of a bitch.
Well, Mr. Satellite Dish in the backyard TV, Nasser.
No, number 6, Brady, down 114 spots. I have a nephew named Brady. Reed, down 143 spots.
Are there a lot of Bradys just posed in Tampa?
Probably.
Mm. Oh, there's a bunch.
The Brady Bunch?
There's probably a lot of Bradys.
I thought I'd try to do something.
Yeah, England.
Got it.
Raiden, R-A-I-D-E-N.
Raiden.
I've never seen that name.
That sounds
there's a whole trend of
extra
Jaden, Braden.
Raiden sounds like extra strength bug spray.
Number 3, Johnny, down 150 spots.
What? Who?
Johnny.
Angry,
yes.
Johnny.
Number 2, Jaden, down 151 spots. And the number 1 boy name dropping the most, Julius, down 189 spots.
Julius.
And again, I would also think that names you're probably not going to see much anymore. I would think Alexa and Siri.
Yeah.
And Karen after
right,
all that.
Sure.
I don't know where that Karen thing started. I know Judas has been out of favor for a while.
It has. Yeah.
Pretty much, 2023 years?
I knew a Jude, but that's obscure.
Oh, that's a big one, though, because of Jude
Judas,
Law.
But yeah, Judas, I don't think is... Hortense.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of that. Yeah.
Did Gertrude make a comeback?
I don't know.
I can't imagine that it would. Gertrude?
Adolf?
No, Tom.
Is Dolph Lundgren's real name Adolf?
I don't know.
You know, Sonny Jurgensen's name is Adolf.
Adolf Jurgensen?
Adolf Christian Jurgensen, yeah.
Boy, that is really a mouthful.
That's why he went with Sonny.
Yeah. Okay, all righty. I think this next story is, this is kind of a sequel to a story we had a couple years ago about the swearing parrots.
Staff at a wildlife park are taking a high-risk approach to tackling its parrots' swearing problem.
What?
Lincolnshire Wildlife Park made global headlines in 2020 after staff removed five African gray parrots from display for swearing at their visitors. Since that time, three more parrots have started to squawk expletives, prompting an urgent change in tactics.
Tom, don't you feel like they're...
They've got to be teaching them.
And this has to be a tourist attraction.
Yeah, wouldn't it make it more appealing?
Right.
Yes.
I would think.
Hey, you want to go see the cussing birds? Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Chief Executive Steve Nichols is about to introduce them to the rest of the flocks to dilute their swearing.
You think there's a Penny Nichols out there? A woman named Penny Nichols?
Penny Love.
Any thoughts on this?
You know something? Sadly, there probably is.
It is hoped they will also copy more appropriate vocabulary and noises from the remainder of the flock. Mr. Nichols said, parents are flock parents. Parrots are flock creatures. They need to be with other parrots. The bigger the flock, the happier they are. However, he admitted, or we could end up with 100 swearing parrots on our hands. Only time will tell. That would be great.
Wonderful.
I had a friend of mine had a whatever it was, a cockatoo or whatever, and it would it would imitate the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog would leave the room, and all of a sudden the parrot would go, ruff, ruff, the dog would come flying in looking for a dog.
Christy, did you ever have a cockatoo?
Or three?
No,
or
I
four?
Never had a cockatoo.
Oh, not very accommodating, huh?
Mm. Oh, God.
Ice cold.
Christy, on a different note, these Stanley...
Stanley?
It's weird to call them Stanley Cups because it's not the Stanley Cup from hockey.
No.
It's the thermos-like cups with the handle that are so popular
right now. Why are you making this hard?
Because it's confusing.
No.
Nobody's going to steal a million Stanley Cups.
This isn't Stanley's Cup.
When someone says a Stanley Cup or a Stanley Thermos or whatever, in America, no one thinks of Stanley Cup.
I was clarifying it for those that didn't.
Canada. Why do I try?
California police arrested a woman after finding $2,500 worth of stolen Stanley Cups in her car.
So three?
Five or six of them.
Yeah.
They're pricey.
According to police in Roseville, officers called out to a reported theft from a store where staff said they saw a woman taking a shopping cart full of Stanley water bottles without paying for them.
Hey, we saw you take those without paying for them.
An officer spotted the suspect's vehicle, pulled her over.
It was in Roseville, Cal. If it had been San Francisco, they would have wrapped them for her.
Lawless.
You see, they encourage shoplifting there.
Police said the 23-year-old Sacramento woman was taken into custody and a search of her car recovered 65 Stanley products valued at nearly
$2,500. Wow. It's kind of a status symbol.
Over the Yeti?
I guess. Yeah, it's become
the new Yeti. It's taken over.
It's more expensive?
I think so. I have one. It was gifted to me by Tom's girlfriend. For being a good kisser.
I do not have one.
She said, you're such a good kisser. Here's your cup.
Thanks for teaching Tom.
And then she was trying to...
it's really big with the kids.
She was trying to give Josh a little more class.
Oh, really?
Which he immediately lost by drinking Mountain Dew Diet out of it.
All right.
Just saying.
It's a fine beverage, I happen to think.
Don't you remember when we were kids, the Stanley Thermos was the green thermos that your dad would take to work that had the silver cup on top?
With booze in it, my dad.
Sure.
My dad did coffee, but okay.
It's more of a flask, I think, Pat.
Oh, are you still amazed by old pictures of those guys on girders opening those
up? Yes. I love that one.
Good God! At the top of the Empire State.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.